I caught up with investigative post Jeff Kelly Monday morning outside the headquarters of Delaware North. The company is owned by the Jacobs family, who are among the recent high-dollar donors to Brown's campaign. It's also where Democratic primary challenger India Walton spoke out against Brown's donation record. You took a look at incumbent Byron Brown and challenger India Walton's campaign contributions. You just heard Walton discussing her displeasure of Brown taking money from billionaires. What did you find?
Sunday night, we published a column detailing 24-hour notices filed by both mayoral campaigns, Byron Brown's and India Walton's, and we also looked for LaCandace Durham's. We didn't find any. What we saw was that in about a week's time, the mayor in big donations, $1,000 or more, that's what goes into 24-hour notices, raised about it's actually up to about $120,000. Walton, by comparison, had two donations that qualified for 24-hour notices, totaling about $5,500. Compare this to 2017. In a similar period, those big money donations to Brown amounted to just like a little over $26,000. And in that time period total, including smaller donations, he raised about $43,000. So obviously, this is more. It's a lot more in a short period of time. And maybe this was the strategy all along, to just, you know, pump the gas in the last week. Or maybe Walton just said in this press conference, the Brown campaign has found themselves in a campaign that's a little tighter than they thought.
What does that money equate to for a campaign?
The biggest expense is television ads, and the mayor has been flooding the airwaves with TV ads in the last few days. That's expensive. In 2017, in this time period, he spent over $300,000, and more than half of that was for TV time. Probably when we're able to see those expense reports, we'll see something similar now. But there are other things too. There's mailing. There's paying for canvassing. If you can afford, if you're a rich candidate, you can afford to pay people to go door to door for you and drop off pamphlets or knock on doors to call and say, hey, are you going to come out and vote tomorrow? Please get to the polls and vote for our candidate. You can afford to pay for that. It's important for any candidate, whether they're well known or not, to get your name out there and to get your voters out the door and to the polls. Some of that costs money.
Is there any concerns in regards to either candidate exceeding the limit at this point, or are there any laws that specifically state that?
In these 24-hour notices, there were a couple of donations that raised red flags. One was from Bob Rich of Rich Products for $10,000. On the face of that, that seems to exceed the individual limit for a campaign donation. If you're in a contested primary, you get to fundraise twice, once for the primary, once for the general. The limit for an individual donation in the primary is about $5,300 for a mayoral primary. So $10,000 on the face of it seems to exceed that. Now, very often when this happens, a campaign and the donor will say, well, I meant that to be split between the primary and the general. I'm in effect donating twice.
So are donations like these a red flag? To help answer that question, I spoke to the Director of Public Information at the New York State Board of Elections, John Conklin. He explains it is legal as long as the money is divided between separate elections.
A candidate can get a separate limit for every primary that they're participating in. I'm not familiar with what the numbers are in Buffalo, what the individual limits are there, because it's a local office. But if there's a Democratic primary, there'll be one limit for that. If there's a working families primary, there'll be a separate limit for that. And the candidate's entitled to take both limits. And then there'll be a general election limit, too. And a candidate can take that, subject to the fact that if they don't make it to the general election, they might have to refund any over-contributions they received beyond what the primary limit would be.
Polls throughout Erie County are open tonight until 9 p.m. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.